Vernon, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You must be a golfer. You look like a centre forward to me. I knew you were tall. I didn't realise you were that tall.
I've been playing golf since 2005, and it's one of those sports that it's extremely addictive. Anyone that's played it or anyone that's attempted to play it will know that you hit one bad shot, you want to hit a good shot. You hit a good shot, you want to hit another good shot. It's so addictive, and it just captivates you in every way, shape and form, mentally and physically.
You must be very impressed by what McIlroy is doing here. You know, he's our lad and we're obviously impressed by him, but you must have a good link with him.
Yeah, I think it's important that people like Rory, who've grown up and developed their own skills through the game, give something back. And I think his foundation is fantastic, you know, because I think we live in this mad, crazy digital world where, you know, you drive by, I've got two daughters, 12 and 8, and you drive by a bus stop every morning and you see kids getting on the bus. They've all got their heads down on their tablets or on their phones. They're not communicating to each other. So I think it's important now more than ever that we try and encourage our kids to get off the digital devices, go out and play hide and seek, run around the woods and the trees and all that kind of stuff. You know, build a rope swing. And then, but more importantly, go and play golf, go and play football. You know, get out and play some sports. And I think that it's really important that we encourage kids to do that, and especially kids from underprivileged backgrounds.
And did you play football? As I say, you do look like a centre forward or
I was one of those kids at school. I mean, you know, there's no meat on my bones at all. So I was like Forrest Gump. I just carried on running. I never stopped. I just, that was it. All right, cross country. Yeah. All right. Off you go.
Win it.
Yeah, just off you go. And then football as well. And then I got into American football, which I like as well. Quite passionate about that.
The idea of being here and playing Port Stewart, we take these courses for
you do.
For
and it's
granted.
Not fair that you have such a wild and crazy bunch of beautiful golf courses. Driving up here, the view straight away, it just sucks you in. I mean, what a beautiful part of the world. And what a great collection of golf courses here. That's what I'm so excited about. And it's a real privilege and an honour to be invited to play in something like this, where you're going to play a golf course that's set up for the professionals. So the greens are like glass. But yet, they're beautiful. Walking around, you know, you stand on the first tee box. What a great view. It's fantastic.
You're out in the middle of the afternoon. Pat Jennings is out with you as well, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah, I'm intrigued to see how big his golf grips are.
Some
because
hands.
The man's got some hands, hasn't he?
Some hands.
Yeah, I think he'll probably have like a wedge on the end of an axe shaft. Do you know what I mean? His hands are that big.
Yeah, are you old enough to remember him with Arsenal and Spurs? And
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was born in 1989. So I've watched him on DVD. No, I'm a 70s child, so I remember Pat Jennings, definitely, yeah.
But you probably won't have to impress Pat as much as you're going to have to impress Danny Willett.
Oh, don't worry, I've got a bag full of Family Fortunes interactive DVDs. So, you know, if his game goes off the boil, we'll just start playing that.
Do you see? The whole Family Fortunes thing, you know, that on TV, you've done so much on TV. But that sort of charisma and style that you bring to the screen, you seem to love it.
Well, I think, you know, as well as anyone that when you're in the media business, especially entertainment, if you're not enjoying yourself, people know. It's so easy to see people just doing a job. And I think you can't take things like that for granted. You're very fortunate that you're in there. Okay, you've grafted and you've worked hard to get there, which I think a good, strong work ethic is what we need to teach our kids. And that's what I was brought up with. But you've got to enjoy it because it's entertainment. And at the end of the day, people choose to sit on their sofa and watch you for 45 minutes, and it's just, you know, it's nice to give back. I don't even learn the script because I know it so well. We say, ready? Okay, let's go. Let's play.
Let's go and enjoy it. It's a bit like turning up to do this today. And
oh, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. Have you seen the first? Good grief.
I went out earlier to watch G-Mac teeing off, and I was thinking to myself, it's like as if he's doing it on some sort of palatial carpet, and he's, you know, the people are absolutely glued to whether obviously he's going to make contact with the ball. But for you, and even for Pep Guardiola and others who'll be going out, if you're one of the celebs doing it, you're about to feel much more nervous than you ever would be on national TV.
Yeah, I like that feeling though. I like trying to control adrenaline because it's something that no human being will ever control and will ever achieve. But when you stood there on the first, and golf is such a mind game. It's like when you're playing a par three and there's water in front, your first thought is, oh, I hope it doesn't go in the water, which is completely wrong. Your thought process should be going to hit this middle of the green, it'll probably roll back into the hole. Whereas you stand on the first here, and I've heard, oh, make sure you hit it to the left, make sure you drill it to the right corner. I'm like, hang on a minute, I just want it on the fairway. It's the first. I'm going to take four iron because I can hit that pretty far. I'm not going to take driver because that's quite erratic. So I'm already there. You know, as soon as I arrived, I'm like, right, let's go and have a look at the first. The first thing I did, I'm going to hit four iron.
And not intimidated at all by the professionals.
There'll be a few people who'll go, if I do shank it, but, you know, it's all the fun of the fair.
Would you be tempted to make that noise? Like, that would get you turfed into the sea.
Oh, I've done it all the time. I do it all the time. I think it's nice for the professionals to be in an environment where they can actually have some fun. Because, let's not forget, it must be hard for those guys. It's the day before the tournament. I mean, okay, you can treat it as a practice round, but some of the shots I've seen whilst I've been watching it by the pro-am competitors are absolutely horrific. Horrendous. You know, there's no way you're finding a ball in this rough. Not a chance. So from a professional's perspective, they must have to be really patient, really calm, collected, and I know it's something that they're contractually obliged to do. But still, they get a good look at the course. We won't be out for 4 hours. We'll be out for a lot longer.
They help the good cause. Which
they do.
Which is.
And what a great field, by the way. And it just goes to show you how much respect Rory commands in the modern day of golf.
Seriously big names here.
Fantastic. Really is.
It's absolutely top of the tree, as he says, glancing towards Lee Westwood. You know, there are so many big names here. Fernan, really appreciate you dropping by.
Oh, pleasure.
Enjoy the round.
Thank you. Thanks for the hospitality. It's been great so far.
Vernon Kay on the radio, live from Port Stewart.